AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Silicon Valley was critical of Donald Trump during the presidential campaign. Today, the leaders of Silicon Valley are trekking to Trump Tower to talk with the president-elect.
Coming up to the office, the true giants of Silicon Valley. We're going to talk about how to grow jobs. We're going to talk about how they can stay on top. We're going to talk about a lot of great things.
Among their concerns, the fear that Donald Trump's policies might interfere with their hiring of computer-savvy immigrants. Now to that home you want to buy or that great new car you got your eye on. The Fed's expected to raise interest rates this afternoon, and we asked our economics writer Chris Rugaber to break down what this means for you.
Home loans have already gone up in anticipation of Donald Trump's economic policies accelerating growth and inflation, so another quarter point from the Fed won't have much impact on mortgages or auto loans. They may raise credit card rates. And if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might want to see about locking that down because the Fed may be doing more rate hikes in 2017.
Lots of people tweeting this morning about the loss of Alan Thicke, the good-hearted dad on TV's Growing Pains in the 1980s. Alan Thicke has suffered a heart attack and died. He was 69 years old. Kirk Cameron was Alan Thicke's TV son, Mike Seaver, and a few years ago he told us...
Yeah, at times I still feel like, hey, Dad, how's it going? You know, can I borrow the car keys?
Cuisinart is recalling food processors after consumers reported finding pieces of broken blades in their food. Only processors with four rivets in the blades are being recalled. Cold snap. Arctic cold is expected to spread across the northeastern part of the country as the Midwest continues to freeze. The system is also expected to bring widespread snow from the Great Lakes to the Northeast on Thursday. This is AP Radio News. The ceasefire in Aleppo, Syria, appears to be unraveling. The U.S. says Russia, Iran, and Syria's own government ought to be ashamed of what they're doing in Aleppo. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power.
To the Assad regime, Russia, and Iran, your forces and proxies are carrying out these crimes. Your barrel bombs and mortars and airstrikes have allowed the militia in Aleppo to encircle tens of thousands of civilians in your ever-tightening noose.
The U.S. has decided to accelerate the deployment of troops to Poland, the Baltic states, and Romania. This is part of raising the security of the region. Poland and the Baltic nations of Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia have been uneasy about increased Russian military operations in the region, especially after the 2014 annexation of Crimea from Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.